Good morning and welcome to A Public Affair here on KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. And today, during A Public Affair, we have a local podcaster here in the studio with us, Lori McGraw. Good morning.
Hey, Shannon. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too, here in the flesh and in the studio. We are going to be hearing one of your recent episodes of the Inspiring Women podcast. But before we get into this particular episode, tell me about this series in general.
Well, thanks, Shannon. I'm so happy to be here. Listen, I started this podcast and I launched it on International Women's Day over 2 years ago. I'm 30 years in healthcare technology innovation, an executive leader for the majority of those years. And the reality is when I started in executive leadership, there weren't a lot of women. And when I, you know, just like in my career, there haven't been that many more. So we're in the pandemic. I just felt I needed to do something. I've been on podcasts. I like the format. And I just started talking to amazing women, putting their stories out there with the intention to inspire others, women, getting into leadership. So today, the episode we're going to hear, we're talking to Leanna Clark. She's the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Colorado. This is an over 150-year-old organization. And, you know, in a time, the CDC put out a report earlier this year, 3 out of 5 girls are feeling sad or hopeless. And this is absolutely horrible. And the Girl Scouts is not the answer, but it's one of those answers. And Leanna is going to talk to us about not only her career journey, she is a Colorado native, but also what she's doing at Girl Scouts. And they're doing something amazing. In Denver, they opened the first ever Dream Labs. This is a physical space for Girl Scouts where they can learn to do everything that there is to be a Girl Scout, which includes building confidence, those social relationships, and really helping with the challenges that girls are facing. So I'm really excited. Leanna's amazing, an amazing leader, and she's doing something incredible with Girl Scouts of Colorado.
Great. Well, let's get to that interview now.
This is Inspiring Women. I am Lori McGraw. Today, I am delighted to be speaking with Leanna Clark. Leanna is the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Colorado. That's 22,000 members strong, and very exciting to talk to Leanna because not only is she the CEO, but she just launched something really exciting in Colorado with Dream Labs, which we're going to be talking about, but a little bit more about Leanna. She has 25 years of business experience. She has founded organizations, led them. She was at the University of Colorado, where she led communications, and she's pretty well recognized. She has been awarded as one of the top 25 women in Colorado. She is a twice awardee of being a Power Book recipient and a whole host of other things. Leanna, thank you for being on Inspiring Women.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
Great. Well, I didn't, as I said, I didn't have green to wear, but I did brush up on my Girl Scout promise. Kate, who is our producer, said she said that she was a Troop 8425 in Iowa. So we have a lot of Girl Scouts history here. But Leanna, why don't we get started with you and just, you know, day to day, what does it look like for you to be the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Colorado?
Well, first off, the fact that all three of us were Girl Scouts holds true for the adult population in the U.S. Typically, 1 in every 3 adult women was a Girl Scout as a girl. And I have enough green for all of you, so don't worry about that. I have been CEO of Girl Scouts of Colorado for almost 3 years now. I started in the midst of the pandemic, so every day tends to be a little different, which I love. And leading this organization or any organization during the pandemic is especially interesting and challenging. So on a day-to-day basis, we are a statewide organization and we've been primarily remote from a staff perspective during the pandemic. So a lot of Zooms, a lot of Zoom meetings. One thing about a learning during the pandemic is that in some cases, this has really broken down our silos within our staff of Girl Scouts of Colorado since we are statewide. So communicating this way, while it's so much better to be in person, has broken down a lot of barriers. So I'm on different meetings with a lot of my staff. Most recently, because we did open the Dream Lab, I'm there quite a bit. I'm meeting with donors. My favorite part of my job when I get to do it is being with the girls. So when we have events that girls are at or doing cookie season, when I spend my time popping over to Girl Scout cookie booths, interacting with the girls is the absolute best thing that I do in any given day, for sure.
Yeah, well, I want to talk about that. There's so much happening sort of like in the space of young girls, whether it's teen depression and the like, and I'm sure you have a lot of perspectives on that. But before we dive into any of that, Leanna, why don't you give us a little bit about your background? So 3 years at the Girl Scouts, but before that, you know, a bunch of time as a business leader, as an executive. So what brought you and got you to eventually the Girl Scouts leader?
Yes. So I started my career as a radio and then television reporter. I lived in Nebraska for a number of years in small market TV, where I did a little bit of everything from reporting to anchoring, even the sports desk, which if you know me, you know, is a stretch. So I started out that way. I was trying to move back to Denver. This is my home. Colorado is my home. I grew up here. So moved back to Denver without a job and found my way into public relations and marketing. And I think how I found my way into that tends to be a theme for my career, and that I have often taken jobs that are a stretch for me, that I really didn't have all the preparation that I should have for, which I think is something that women sometimes struggle with. We tend to not go for a job unless we check every single box. And early on, I started going for things that were a stretch and were challenging for me. And I found that I enjoyed that. I enjoyed taking those risks and learning new things and doing things that I hadn't done before. So when I got into PR and marketing, I did so through a friend of mine who had been a professor of mine at CU Boulder, who got my foot in the door at Colorado Ballet. So I started out in nonprofit communications. From there, made my way to agency, another relationship that led to a job at an PR and marketing firm. And I loved it. I loved the diversity of the agency environment, where you're shifting gears constantly, learning about different industries. From there, I went to another agency and then ended up owning my own agency for about 10 years with about 30 people on staff, largest in the Rocky Mountain region. And there I really honed my business skills. I think you don't really know all there is to know about business until you've had to make payroll. And that is something that I learned a lot from, and just leading folks and leading staff that tended to be young women. I absolutely loved that. From there, I made a shift and took a role at an international nonprofit called Project Cure. They're based here in Denver, and they provide medical supplies and equipment to developing nations. I did that for several years. My kids, I have twins, were young at the time, and the travel became just a bit more than I could continue to do. So from there, I went to the University of Colorado, where I was a vice chancellor doing marketing, communications, community outreach for about 10 years. So I think another theme is that until this job for Girl Scouts, I had not applied for a job since my very first job. Every single job was relationship-based, was somebody opening a door, was me walking through that door, was connecting the dots between people I knew, which I think is just a key learning in anyone's career, is to cultivate those relationships, because that is really how I can say that I've gotten to where I am today.
Leanna, in terms of that career bio sketch, you know, the areas of communications, marketing, travel, in terms of the type of business that you built and ran, those don't often correlate directly with the chief executive job, which is really terrific. So what are sort of those skills that you learned along the way that really prepared you think, for that chief executive's most senior executive role?
Yes, and I do think communications is so important, and it's often not as appreciated as it should be. One of the things that I think helped me stand apart in leveraging my skills to become CEO of Girl Scouts of Colorado is those relationships and the ability to make partnerships. So one of the things that I really enjoy and think I'm good at is finding like-minded organizations or different partnerships, corporations within the community, and putting them together to create something better than they would be individually. So Girl Scouts of Colorado was at a place when I joined where they were looking to really amp up their visibility. Girl Scouts, when you think about Girl Scouts, you can think about some of the things of Girl Scouts past. We're very proud of our legacy, but we needed a bit of a refresh. So I think they saw me as someone who could come in with a lot of connections in the community, with energy, with the opportunity to create new visibility for Girl Scouts of Colorado. So communications often equals that visibility piece, which is just so important. And for me, everything I've ever done has sort of felt like I'm leading to this place because I've always been passionate about issues surrounding women and girls. So to be able to do something that specifically helps women and girls and leverages that skill set that I brought to the table is really just sort of career nirvana for me, so to speak.
Well, also how you sort of like, you know, took advantage of what's available to you and then applied it towards sort of like a next level, significant step up in responsibility, impact, all of those things. And I love what you said about relationships, because you just never know where the next thing is going to come from and how to cultivate and take advantage of those. Okay, let's move to the Girl Scouts. So, you know, no joke. I sort of, you know, the remember the Wayback Machine sold my fair share of cookies, as did Kate, our producer. But Girl Scouts is a lot more than cookies, and it is the premier girls organization that is out there. And so why don't you just tell us a little bit about the Girl Scouts, what you want people to know that they probably don't know about the Girl Scouts organization.
Yes, and you're right. Folks tend to think cookies, campfires, and crafts when they think Girl Scouts. And we do all of those things and we embrace all of those things. But at our core, Girl Scouts is really the premier leadership development organization for girls, where girls learn by doing, surrounded by other girls, and with the guidance of supportive adults. So everything we do in Girl Scouts is girl-led. So that means girls are driving it. They are taking charge. And that helps them build confidence, build self-assurance. They are doing things, learning new things, taking risks. They're digging into STEM. They're going on amazing outdoor adventures. They learn how to advocate for themselves and for others. They learn what healthy relationships look like, all of that within Girl Scouts. And it's really a chance for them to learn and grow and stretch themselves in a safe and supportive environment. And our girls, they know they can do anything they put their minds to. So all of that comes together to helping us build them into the future leaders of tomorrow. And that's really what our girls are.
If you're just joining us on KGNU, you're listening to an interview with Leanna Clark, the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Colorado. This interview was on a recent episode of the Inspiring Women podcast, which I host. My name is Lori McGraw, and we'll now go back to the interview with Leanna Clark.
How many Girl Scouts are in the organization today? How many girls do you want to be in the Girl Scouts organization? Again, I think, you know, in the Wayback Machine, everybody was a Girl Scout. I don't know if that's the same today. And you said you were there for a refresh, you know, as you started to lead the organization. So what's the numbers?
So in Colorado, pre-pandemic, we had about 20,000 girls across the state. That dipped to about 12,000 in the depths of the pandemic. Like everyone, we saw we couldn't get together in person. We are such an in-person organization, even though we instituted Zoom and other sorts of ways to get together remotely. We have built that back up to 16,000 girls. I'm hopeful that we'll get back to that 20 within the next year or two. We would like every girl in the state of Colorado to be a Girl Scout, or at least to have the opportunity to do so. I know that for my own daughter, she really credited Girl Scouts with helping her build that courage and confidence and character that helped her become a class president in junior high, that helped her go on to who she is today. And I'd love for every girl to have that opportunity. I think Girl Scouts is really a great equalizer that way. We try to make it accessible for everyone, every single girl. If you look across the nation, there are about 1 million Girl Scouts across the nation and 2 million worldwide. So we are still going strong. I think a challenge is that there's so many other things tugging at girls today, especially when they hit that middle school, high school age. They've got sports. They've got, you know, academics become so much more. So we tend to lose girls at those times. So we're really trying to do more to be relevant to them at those times to ensure that they continue to want to be a part of our sisterhood of support.
Yeah, and their phones. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the other sort of like social influence factors, which are really hurting, you know, in aggregate, girls' confidence and depression and things of that nature. But Leanna, the reason I reached out to you and wanted you so much to be on Inspiring Women is because of the exciting announcement coming out of the Girl Scouts of Colorado of the opening of the first of its kind, but not the last of its kind, Dream Labs. So this was opened on March 12th. You sort of cut the ribbon for this new physical space for the Girl Scouts, no longer just libraries, church basements, exactly, or any spaces to meet, but an actual physical location. So tell us about the Dream Labs.
You are exactly right. The Girl Scout Dream Lab, the very first in the nation here in Denver, is a physical space where girls can experience everything it means to be a Girl Scout. So they can learn new things, try new things, make new friends, build their leadership skills. It's a physical space that's designed for and by girls. So when you walk in, it's got an indoor climbing wall. It's got a retail area. It's got a STEM area. It's got a little mini campsite. So it's everything Girl Scouts in a physical space. The benefit for our members and our volunteers is that you're absolutely right. Girl Scouts happens at the troop level. So our girls and troops are meeting in church basements, in libraries. And those are, it's great that the community offers up those spaces, but they're harder to find in a post-COVID world. And they're not designed for and by girls. I was talking to a troop leader the other day who basically carries a wagon in the back of her SUV that she puts all of her Girl Scout stuff in to go to a troop meeting because they're meeting in a church that doesn't have anything that they need. Mm-hmm. So when she walked into the Dream Lab, she was like, oh my goodness, this is going to save me so much time and energy. They work so hard. So for our troop leaders, it takes a big weight off of them. For our girls, it makes for a more consistent experience because this space is designed for Girl Scouts and Girl Scout programming, and it's going to let them experience so many new things that they hadn't experienced before.
And I understand this is the first. How did you get the primo spot, there in terms of the lineup of what's planned for Girl Scouts nationwide?
Well, it started about 2 years ago when we were trying to think of new ways to engage girls, our current members, as well as invite new girls in to have them experience Girl Scouting. And sometimes that's hard because it does happen at the troop level. So you can't take a girl somewhere and say, here, this is what it looks like. You can't take a donor somewhere and say, here, this is what it looks like. So we were thinking about a physical space. In our minds, we were calling it a Girl Scout community center. We weren't quite sure. And then Girl Scouts at the national level, GSUSA, some of our contacts there, one in particular who oversees property for GSUSA, happens to live in Denver. And I was talking to her about this idea, and she said, I can't believe this because we're having very similar conversations at the national level. So the fact that we were both thinking this way, and that Ann Smith, who runs property at the national level, lives here in Denver, the stars just aligned, and we were able to partner on this very first one because we were ready to go. She was ready to go. Having it so close by, she could help oversee construction. So it was great for us because they had done the research with girls to see what girls wanted. They had done the research with parents. They had done the design, the architectural renderings, all of that, so that we were able to come in and partner on it and share the expense and share the load of getting it up and running.
Well, I'm excited about this. And again, like I said, I can't wait to visit it myself. And congratulations to you, Leanna, and for the Girl Scouts of Colorado to have this fantastic space. I've read through some of your previous interviews that you've done. One of the quotes that you put out there that resonated with me, at Girl Scouts, we are building the leaders of tomorrow. How are you doing that?
Oh my goodness. So Girl Scouts, like I say, it is everything we do is girl led. So that seems like a little thing, but when a troop leader puts out to their girls, what do you want to do? The girls figure that out. Girls decide. A troop leader I was talking to the other day said that their girls decided they wanted to do outdoor adventures. So they arranged to do ice climbing on a frozen waterfall in the Colorado mountains. Oh my goodness. I mean, I never would dream of something like that. And the fact that they figured it out, they identified it, they did the planning, they did the logistics, and then they went and did this amazing outdoor activity. That's just one of the types of things that girls can do within Girl Scouts. We have hundreds of badge and patch programs with curriculums attached. So whether girls are interested in outdoor adventure, whether they're interested in robotics or coding or anything STEM related, forensic science, criminology, we have an aerospace symposium going on for our girls in Colorado Springs in a couple of weeks, and we just sold it out today. So anything that girls are interested in, they can experience through Girl Scouts, and they do so surrounded by other girls. So it's a safe environment where they can take risks. And we really encourage them to take risks. There's always an adult there who's monitoring and making sure that everything is going as it should. But we encourage them to try and fail and to try new things. So all of that leads to these girls really developing that courage and confidence and character that is what we need in our leaders of tomorrow.
Well, it's that feeling of just power at a young age and, you know, what to do with it and how to wield it, you know, and experiencing it. Those are great experiences. Let's talk about some of the issues that girls are facing. I mean, we're all in our phones. You know, I don't know what the lift, you know, we're tracking how much we're lifting our phones or whatever. The CDC just came out with a report in February, a devastating report where nearly 3 in 5 of teen girls are feeling persistently sad or hopeless. And that's double what it is for boys right. of a similar age. Mm-hmm. We've got a 60% increase in terms of depression levels, just at the highest level ever for this demographic. So what are some of these issues that you're seeing in terms of the mental health issues of young girls? And how does Girl Scouts help with that?
Right. And that report was just devastating to see. It's so heartbreaking. And I do think Girl Scouts can be one of the solutions. Certainly it's a multi-layered problem and issue. That said, I think if girls go into, say, their middle school years surrounded by the sisterhood of support, already sure of themselves, already with confidence, already knowing what healthy relationships look like, a positive body image, knowing how to advocate for themselves and others, which are the things that we teach our girls, if they can go into those difficult years with that around them and the scaffolding to take them through those challenging years, that certainly helps. We have also launched a statewide mental wellness initiative with the support of the Anschutz Foundation that is programming and curriculum for our girls based on their age level. So for our littlest girls, they are learning about a rainbow of feelings and that there's no such thing as a wrong feeling, but here's how you might face those feelings that are more challenging for you. For our older girls, it's body image. It's what does a healthy relationship look like? And this program culminates each year with a Sisterhood of Support retreat that we do at one of our camp properties in Bailey, Colorado. And it also has wraparound training for our volunteers. We don't expect our volunteers and troop leaders to be mental health experts, but to give them some training on what to look for and questions to ask and how to build support. And I just think there's being part of something bigger than yourself, being a part of a sisterhood of support where you have that built-in support system can be huge for these girls. So keeping them with us through those difficult years and providing that scaffolding for them to continue to be successful and to know that they have a family they can lean on in addition to their own family, their Girl Scout family, I think can be huge for them.
You know, Leanna, as we close out on this conversation, sort of two things. The first one I'd just like to ask you is, you know, in the next year or couple of years, what do you see? What are your aspirations and goals for the Girl Scouts of Colorado, for the Dream Lab? If you could just like, what would be something that you would just be most happy with in the years to come?
So we plan to open additional Dream Labs around the state. We are statewide, so we're working out the kinks on this one. So getting the Dream Lab really up and running, seeing more girls in there, seeing girls just thrive in there, and then taking those learnings and duplicating that, replicating that elsewhere in the state is a priority for us. Continuing our mental wellness initiative and looking for other ways like that, that we can ensure we're being relevant to today's girls and to the issues that they face. We have so much programming and so many partners who want to be involved and engaged with our girls that it really feels like we're doing the right things to support them. So bringing more girls into the fold and bringing more girls of color into the Girl Scouts community, all of those are priorities for us going forward.
Well, those are fantastic priorities. Leanna, as we close out, just your last best closing advice for young girls who are out there, what do you say to them?
Oh my goodness. I had a good friend once tell me that sometimes you have to leave base camp to find the trail, which is a great Colorado hiking metaphor for sometimes you just have to wade in. You have to take a risk. You don't, maybe you don't know all you need to know. Maybe you're not sure of yourself, but you just have to go for it. So teaching our girls to go for it and to take that risk and to believe in themselves and believe in that support system around them. I know that's one thing that's really served me well in my career. And it's something that I tell our girls that I think will serve them well as well.
Well, I am so encouraged and inspired to just, you know, hear you and to know what you're doing, you know, both in Colorado and then obviously with the national organization across the nation for girls. So thank you so much for that. This has been a fantastic, inspiring women conversation. I have been speaking with Leanna Clark. Leanna, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's going to do it for A Public Affair here on KGNU. Lori McGraw, where can people find out more about your podcast?
Shannon, thanks for having me. And Inspiring Women with Lori McGraw on any podcast app that you have. Inspiringwomen.show is the website. And we opened a YouTube channel earlier this year.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that audio with us. You are listening to KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. Stay tuned for Counterspin.